And I, you know, there's so much great spiritual teachings. I always like to teach from, you know, I love the spiritual evolution, and I'm hungry for the knowledge, and yet human life is very difficult. It's incredibly difficult. And so I'm all about, hey, learn the skills and the techniques that will make it as easy as possible. You don't get to control everything. And there is a lot of junk that's going to come up for you to work with. So one rule that may serve you or not, I don't know, that I live by, is only give that which will be received. If you can think of what will be received and only give that, save a lot of energy and a lot of discomfort. That if somebody hasn't asked for your help, you butt out. And if somebody doesn't want advice, you don't give it. Only give that which will be received.
So they have to ask for it?
Yeah. And energetically, you can feel a lot of things out. Will they be able to receive this? And some people are ready to receive and some aren't. And you guys all know, you've been in that position. Some of you have the best advice in the world, but if you aren't ready for it, it's just annoying, isn't it? You know, and I have a rule because I coach and teach a lot. So when I'm with family or friends, like in, not in a teaching setting, you know, I always say, are you asking me my opinion or are you asking me to listen? Because I can do either one. And, you know, I don't want to give advice that's not asked for. But let me tell you what that does. It does two things. If somebody says, oh, nobody answers right away unless they asked me out because they wanted me to advise them. But but like friends or family, it makes them think, what do I want? And then when they think about what I want, there might be just say, no, I just want to vent. Like, okay, go for it. I'll join you in your misery, wherever. Or they might say, yes, I want your opinion. Their mind is now open to receive it. But if you just spew it out there and their brain's not ready for it, yeah, it doesn't work. Only give that which will be received. So if you're talking to a kid or a young adult, you have to give them information that's age appropriate or consciousness appropriate. If you're talking to somebody who's frustrated and stressed out, you have to come from a different perspective. Only give that which will be received. That means the delivery and the timing. So that's a rule to help the personality not get attacked.